Hello, my name is Maxwell Mutanda. I'm a lecturer in environmental and spatial equity, as well as a co-director for equality, diversity, and inclusion at the Bartlett School of Architecture. And I am your host for Russell Square. Cruising in London has a centuries-long history. As the city grew and its population became more anonymous, opportunities for chance encounters also increased. Public parks played an especially important role as places where people from different backgrounds could encounter one another freely at different times of day and night. Russell Square was commissioned in 1800 by the 5th Duke of Bedford, Sir Francis Russell, and designed by Humphrey Repton as an outdoor room with thick planting around its perimeter. The removal of iron railings during World War II, in combination with Repton's outdoor room design, led Russell Square to become a popular cruising area. Russell Square attracted a varied, mainly youthful crowd of students and lecturers from nearby universities and out-of-town office workers. Between pub closing time and last tubes and trains, the square became especially busy as men arrived from Soho's Gay Village and King's Cross, a former hub of queer nightlife spaces that have either closed or adapted their use due to regeneration and gentrification. In the UK, relationships between the state, police, and LGBTQ+ communities have historically often been fraught with tensions and remain complex. In the name of upholding a heteronormative social order, people deemed indecent and undesirable due to their gender, sexuality, race, and class have frequently found themselves at the sharp end of the law. The 1967 Sexual Offences Act partially decriminalized homosexuality, but specified that sex between men was permitted only in private, a rule not extended to heterosexual sex. During the 1990s, the gay press depicted police as both protectors against and perpetrators of homophobic violence, and a police crackdown on cruising in the early 1990s resulted in heightened tensions. Yet in 1995, gay activists welcomed a statement by Superintendent John Slater to the Capital Gay newspaper, suggesting that police would overlook gay sex in Russell Square. "We don't have any problems with cruising," said Superintendent Slater, "and always try to warn people in advance if we're planning an operation in the area, so cruisers don't get bothered." Yet a year later, arrests in Russell Square recommenced, with Chief Inspector Kevin Morfin stating, "The point is people just not being discreet. Recently, we have found them on benches, kneeling in the open, even locked together, and we have to do something about it. The lads have got to take a hint. I don't want officers rummaging through the bushes when they're meant to be on a different operation." As geographer Johan Andersen observes, this fluctuating position demonstrates long-standing tensions in the policing of homosexuality between attempts to keep certain forms of sexual behavior out of public sight and a more draconian commitment to punish them, even if they occur in private. In 1998, gay rights group Outrage proposed that Russell Square was made a zone of toleration for gay sex, based on similar schemes in Copenhagen and Amsterdam. One third of Russell Square could be sectioned off with a high fence and thick shrubbery, and entrance to the area would be marked with a warning sign, explained Outrage. To facilitate their proposal, Outrage suggested a landscape design with low-level lighting and increased seclusion. On the contrary, Camden Council increased surveillance and control by adding extra lighting, thinning vegetal cover, and locking the square overnight. These measures were reportedly implemented in response to complaints from, quote-unquote, local residents, and Bloomsbury's long-term aristocratic landowner, the Bedford Estate, owned by the Russell family since 1669. While being framed as historical restoration, Camden Council's interventions shifted Russell Square's landscaping further away from Repton's original outdoor room design and the sense of enclosure and privacy this afforded. As such, the redesign can be seen as a sanitizing of public space under the guise of historical restoration, as Johan Andersen notes. After the nighttime closure of Russell Square in 2002, action moved to nearby Bloomsbury Square, which was eventually also locked up at night. Across the road were the Turkish Baths at the Imperial Hotel, a name that illustrates one of the myriad ways that the histories and legacies of British imperialism are woven through London's social and urban fabric. From 1913 to 1966, when the original hotel building was demolished, the baths were a large, ornate premises and were known for homosexual rendezvous into the 1960s. When it opened, the baths frigidarium featured palm plants and mosaic floors. Although interiors were later destroyed, a few terracotta statues from the baths were rescued and sit in the courtyard of the new hotel, built on the same site in a brutalist architectural style. There's also still a marble sign for the baths set into the nearby pavement.